Well, here we are again, sitting in our new revamped Radio Entrepreneur Studios, and we're streaming more stories than ever before about entrepreneurship, business, leadership, and how people are dealing with this new economy. And, you know, we speak to a lot of attorneys on Radio Entrepreneurs, and our next one comes very highly recommended, and that's Rich Mandel, Office Counsel for Baker Law Offices. Welcome, Rich.
Thanks, Jeff. Great to be here. Appreciate you giving me the opportunity.
Thanks. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your practice? I guess you do a lot of work with injury work.
Yes, Jeff. So I'm a personal injury attorney. I've been a personal in the practice of law since 1995. So we're up to 25 years. I spent the first, I guess it's almost half of my career now doing insurance defense. So I worked for a number of law firms and I worked directly for an insurance company defending their particular cases. Then I split off and I went out on my own and I flipped sides. So now I'm a personal injury attorney. I represent the injured party and now we go after the business owner and the insurance company for their injuries. And the beautiful thing about that is I now know both sides of the case. I know what the insurance company is looking for. I know the information the insurance company is looking for. I know the way the insurance company is going to handle the case. And I now use that knowledge to benefit my clients.
Wow. So how do you feel now and what do you know in hindsight about going off and doing your own business?
So I'm probably going to say what many people say, which is, I think many people would say is I should have done it sooner.
That's nice.
Sometimes it takes a swift kick to do it. And that's what I had with the insurance company. And it's, you know, what do they say? The phrase is God closes a door, opens a window. There's always another opportunity out there. And it's something that, there is an entry barrier. It did take some time, especially with personal injury, because my fee structure is contingency fee basis, which means my fee is based on any recovery or settlement. So I don't get paid on an hourly basis. I don't get paid along the way. So there's a lag time. So when you start a business and you have as a personal injury attorney and you don't have any cases yet, it takes time for the cases to settle before you start receiving the benefits. So once you get up and going and you have the caseload, then the cash flow smooths out.
So I hope I'm right to assume that you're a boutique practice.
I am a very boutique practice, yes. I work with one other attorney. And interestingly, it's an attorney that I had two very large cases with when I was defending cases. And over those course of 6 years, about 3 years for each case, we got to know each other. And while we did our battle in the courtroom and on the legal landscape, this was the type of attorney that I like to think I am, which is a very personable attorney and doesn't personalize the practice of law. And therefore, I got to know him. When I went out on my own, I kept in touch with him. And I eventually came in as what we call of counsel. And now I'm associated with him.
So and the reason I bring up the boutique is that you're in a field that has what I would call national marketers who do a lot of national marketing for personal injury. And, you know, you see those ads, you go to Florida, you go anywhere around the country. It's interesting how you have, you know, the two by comparison. Is it hard to deal with that? They spend a lot of money on marketing, but they don't necessarily have the feet on the ground that you have.
So it's two things that I always focus on. One is my practice is built on personal relationships. And personal relationships is not something you get from the mass advertising. Now, that does work, and it has worked for those firms. But my practice is based on building personal relationships with other attorneys, specifically, you know, transactional attorneys, you know, a real estate attorney, a trust and estates attorney. These are attorneys that have numerous clients. And then when that attorney might be the only attorney that client ever deals with, but when that client is injured, they're going to call that attorney. And that attorney will say, well, I don't handle personal injury, but let me have you call this individual, Richard Mandel. I know Richard, he's a great guy, he's a great attorney. Well, at least I hope they say that. But then when they call me, it's based on the personal relationship now. It's based on the fact that that referral came from a trusted advisor. So yes, they see these advertisements, they see these billboards, but they don't know those attorneys. They trust the referral source. And that is my goal, and that's the way I market myself.
So how has COVID affected your practice? That's question number one. And two, how do you see it continuing to affect your practice with now sort of the movement to a whole new way of practicing law through technology?
So COVID has essentially made the practice, it's as if you're moving through molasses right now. The courts have shut down. Things are not moving out. Well, the courts are starting to open up now. We're in mid-August. But the courts shut down for a long time. It was so bad that the courts, Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court, actually suspended statutes of limitations. So if cases, the statute of limitations were going to run in a certain, it was about 3 months, I think it was until about mid-June, the courts added time to it because everything was shut down. Now the courts, and at the time the courts were open for emergency motions only. The courts are now starting to come unstuck, but that's for maybe some motions. But you know, my case with my business with personal injury is really based on having a trial. And trials right now, who knows when those are going to happen. Right now, the scuttlebutt is supposedly said for January of 2021. Realistically, I don't see that happening. You know, until jurors are always looking for an excuse to get out of jury duty as it is. And now suddenly they have a great excuse and, you know, well, could well be a legitimate excuse. I have an elderly parent at home. I have a pre-existing condition. There's a million reasons why a juror might be nervous about showing up into a courtroom, you know, with to a jury pool. And frankly, I'm a little nervous. I'm not sure I want to show up in a situation like that. You know, the state courts are, some of the buildings are older. They're not open. They're not airy. You're in closed spaces. Now, I assume the courts would adjust for that. And maybe they hold some of the jury trials in some of the larger courts that have more space, but that's all to be seen. But you know, the court system is really trying to work this out. And that the fact that the trials are suspended really impacts the business in the sense that settling cases, while some cases may settle, are more likely to settle, sometimes when you're settling a case, you have parties reach a point. You have some separation and you both sides dig in. Sometimes it takes a hammer hanging over your head to get each party to move to get the case resolved. That hammer is often the jury trial. And without that jury trial hanging over the heads of both sides, sometimes cases are just aren't going to settle. Now, with respect to how technology has come into play, is depositions are still going forward. But now we're doing depositions by Zoom video or other types of video conferencing. It's something that has to be done. It's not something I prefer. I always prefer to be in the same room with a person. I like to read body language. I like to be in the room looking my deponent straight in the eye to basically evaluate the deponent. Mediations are another great way that the technology is helping us out. Mediators conduct mediations via Zoom, and they can do mediators. The way they work is there's usually a central session where everybody participates in the beginning. And then there's breakout sessions and the mediator meets with each group separately. And Zoom is set up for that perfectly with the breakout rooms. And mediators are loving it. They're very efficient. They can move from mediation to mediation. And both parties can be there without the travel time. Now, one of the ways cases used to settle at a mediation, the joke was grind the parties down. You know, don't offer lunch. You start the mediation at 9 or 10, it's 1 o'clock, don't offer lunch. They're getting hungry. They're more likely to settle a case. But now that's not going to happen. Everybody's in their home, their office. You got snacks nearby, you're in your own comfortable environment. But it also enables all the decision makers to be there. So sometimes the insurance rep can't be there. The claims adjuster that's handling the case, which is the wallet of the case, sometimes they can't physically be there and they're just on phone notice. Now they can at least participate. So there's a lot of goods and bads coming out of this.
Well, you know, I would assume that your bread and butter is being in a courtroom. That's where you make hay. And I'm sure this is for any litigator, especially a contingency litigator, this is a time for a big adjustment. If someone were looking for you, Rich, how at Baker Law, how would they find you?
Well, the easiest way is just give me a call on my cell phone. Especially these days, live and die by the cell phone. And I can just give you that number. And that's 617-529-3549. It spells Lawflix, LAWFLIX. So 617-LAWFLIX. Another way is you can just send me an email and it's just my name, Mandel@richardmandel.com.
Well, that's good.
Always willing to talk to people about anything.
OK. That's great.
Even sports.
Well, sports is what Chris and I talk about. One of my producers before we were on the air this morning. We've been speaking again with Rich Mandel of Baker Law Offices. Hopefully you come back this year. Maybe we'll talk about some contingency cases that would be quite interesting for our listeners to get get their hands on some stuff. And remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.